The Dream Seminar, it's a piece for music theater. So it's really equal balance between music and theater. It's something that incorporates the voice of many different players. And by players, we mean instrumentalists who are actually also the actors and movers. It's a piece that's emerged from a very small idea, which was just to set some poems of Thomas Tranströmer's for bass and piano. That was the original question that Michael asked me. And as we started working with the poetry, we realized that there were so many beautiful poems, and it's such special work that we really wanted to make it more of a celebration of his poetry than just a piece. And so as that started to happen, we started to add instruments, add other voices, and really think about it in a more multimedia kind of way, or a more interdisciplinary kind of way. So adding movement and allowing especially the instrumentalists who are so often you know, in a pit below the stage, not visible to the audience, really allowing them to come out as soloists and as characters in their own right. And this especially made sense to us because we're talking about poetry here. It's not characters that have parts that are written out. It's more ideas and feelings and themes that arise from the poetry itself. And so it really seemed as though there was a lot of room to work with the musician's voice, the instrumentalist's voice as a different kind of voice, as a different kind of character. One of the most unique things about this piece is that it's all of the players that are actors. It's not just the singers with accompaniment by the instrumentalists, but it's characters who are interacting, and also characters who are involved in creating their own characters out of the poetry. As we discuss the poetry as a group, and people have the opportunity to improvise with the lines of the poetry, it's in those interactions that we start to see particular characters evolve. And because we're working with poetry, which is not a narrative, the characters start to become more allegorical. So there may be bigger ideas that that are representative of other things, rather than someone who has a name and is articulating their own lines. I think for the players in the group, it's really inspiring for them to see their own work in the piece. Sometimes I'll hear someone say, "Well, I composed that. I actually composed that through improvisation." And I think it's really validating for all of the players in the ensemble to see when, when I choose something that they've done, and essentially when I'm setting it, the message that I'm giving is that I think that what you're doing is good enough that it can be in here as part of the piece. And I think their work is beautiful. I think they're all beautiful musicians. But that, I think, gives a real connection to the piece, a real maybe investment in the process also. It's not always an easy process. It can be difficult and frustrating and slow sometimes. But in the best of times, it's such a rich process, and people feel very connected to it.